All right, I'm moving to the kitchen because that's where Sarah is.
In the kitchen like a good wife.
I was going to make a joke about that, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to. I am moving in here because everything's more fun with you. And so let me get situated. Happy St. Patrick's Day week. Should I just say St. Patrick's week? St. Patrick's Day week? Countdown to St. Patrick's Day? Maybe that's...
St. Patrick's week.
St. Patrick's countdown.
No countdown.
No?
That sounds like party, party, dum, dum.
Okay. Welcome to St. Patrick's week. But you and I will know it's a countdown to St. Patrick's
Day. It's a holy day, you always say.
All right, let me back up. I want to talk before we dive into the fun stuff this week. Let's talk about something not fun. By the way, can you hear this? This is Sarah kneading bread at our island in the kitchen.
Table.
Okay, today I want to share with you my belief system on luck. Luck plays a massive part in my life. I believe it plays a massive part in all of our lives, whether we acknowledge or not. You might have a different word for it, but I think for me, it's been extremely important for me to be aware of it, to keep a weather eye out for it, and to be prepared for it at all times, and this is what I mean. Okay, Hofi, if I were to ask you, how would you define luck?
Well, I haven't thought a lot about luck, I guess, but
perfect.
I would define luck as good fortune. Maybe that's just another vague descriptor, but
yeah, I like that. Oh man, even this simply, I should have written down my own definition. Really, really thought deeply. I guess
I want to say good fortune.
Well, I like the good fortune, but what is even good? The good.
I know good is like.
The positive, the thing, luck would be, because luck is obviously positive, like there'd be opposite of it, whatever. But I feel like for me, luck would be the positive things that happen to us and for us in our life that's outside of our control.
Okay, I like that.
And
some things you, in the instant they're happening to you, I think, you might not call it luck. Because sometimes luck is a long game.
Oh. Hell yes.
Like you not marrying your high school girlfriend, let's say, probably felt not lucky, sad.
You're talking about me?
Let's just say you had one. But it turns out that was lucky because it allowed you to find me. So that's what I mean.
Yes. Man, luck, luck is a totally a long game. It makes me think of that, you saying that makes me think of that parable. But I guess what this comes down to is, we as humans have a really hard time knowing in the moment whether something that happens to us is good or bad, positive or negative, specifically in the long run. And there's that parable about the guy who wins a horse and everybody goes, oh man, you're so lucky. You won a horse. It's such a great thing that happened to you. And then he's riding the horse the next day. He falls off the horse. He breaks his leg. And everybody's like, oh man, you're cursed. Oh, this is such a bad thing. And all in all, this is such a bad thing that happened to you. And then the next day, a war breaks out. And there is a call to everybody, a draft. Sure. Of every able-bodied man has to go to war. And because of his leg being broken, he can't go to war. And all his friends that go off to war die. And then everybody's like, oh man, you fell and broke your leg. You're the luckiest person ever. That was actually a good thing that happened to you. And the parable goes on and on, like back and forth. And something bad happens. Something good happens. Something good. We just don't know in the moment oftentimes what's good or bad for us. So I like that thought of being in the long run. I have a ton of these stories. I'm actually piecing something together, part of this writing project that I'm in the middle of. I'm not sure where it's going. So here's a story about luck that I feel like defines it for me. Dr. Seuss. Ted Geisel is his name. I think it's Theodore Seuss Geisel is the full name of Dr. Seuss. And he says that he believes in luck because of how, without luck to him, none of his books would have been published, and we would have no idea who he is. So the story is that he is walking down a Manhattan street, and under his arm is his first book that he ever wrote, called On Mulberry Street. And so he had just left this final meeting with the publishing house that turned him down. He was turned down like something like 27 times to get his book published. And as he's walking down the street in New York, he bumps into an old college friend of his named Mike McClintock, I think, and who asks him, he's like, man, I haven't seen him forever. What are you doing? Dr. Seuss tells him about the whole thing, how he's been turned down so many times that this book under his arm is like the final thing. He says, screw it, I'm going home and I'm going to burn this manuscript. So his buddy's Mike is like, well, it's funny you say that, because I was just today named head of the children's division of Vanguard Press, and we're standing outside my office right now. Do you want to come in and let me read your manuscript? It's like, yeah. So he goes in. Mike reads it. He loves it. He takes it straight up to the president of the publishing house. The president loves it, and they sign Dr. Seuss to publish that book that day. Like literally 20 minutes later, after running into him on the street, randomly. It's crazy. And so Dr. Seuss talks about that moment. He talks like he's still alive. I don't know. I actually have no idea if he's still alive. I don't think so. Okay. Anyways, he talks about that moment as defining luck by saying, if I had chosen to walk on the other side of the street, I wouldn't be a published author. But this moment of just walking down this specific side at this specific time, running into my old friend, that opened up all these doors and changed the trajectory of his life and countless of however many people read his books. And the reason I love this is because I think it's the perfect example of how luck is in relationship with work. As I've been piecing these stories together, man, so many freaking happenstance. Oh, so-and-so ran into, oh, I just happened to know this person. Anthony Bourdain just happened to have his mom working at the New Yorker, and he was getting turned down for this essay that he was turning in everywhere. No one wanted to read it. He gave it to his mom. She's like, well, I was just talking to one of the editors who's a friend of mine. I think she might have been like a receptionist or something, and I'll give it to him. Happens to love it and read it, and that changed the trajectory of Bourdain's life, and he got a book deal out of it. He got all these TV shows because of that book deal, so on. All this shit lining up to us, for us in the world. And the problem I had for the longest time is I'm collecting these stories. I'm like, okay, this is great, but all this shit is outside of my control. There has to be some kind of relationship between luck and myself, and like my efforts, my work ethic, my action towards it. And I've realized, to me, the visual that keeps coming back to me about my relationship with luck is this. To me, luck feels like a sailboat. Every summer, Sarah and I have a small 6-person sailboat that we take out on the lake here near our place. And there's two parts of it. On one hand, we do the work to set up the sails, to point the boat in the right direction, to point the sails and to rig it a certain way to catch air. It's a bunch of work to do that. And it takes knowledge of how sailing works to do that. It's taken a lot of practice. That said, no matter how much freaking work I put in, no matter how prepared I am, no matter how perfectly rigged the boat is on any given day, if there's no wind, we're screwed. We're just stuck in the middle of the water. And I think about that as, to me, rigging the boat, the sails are my effort, and the wind is the luck that's outside of us. What's that quote that's like, it's funny that the hardest working people I know seem to be the luckiest. But there's also kind of this like looseness to it. And that's part of like I have a whole section of stories about people talking about it's super important to be relaxed. Does that make you think? Sarah's eating cottage cheese. I'm waiting until she has a big mouthful. Let's see if she has anything to say.
Does that inspire anything?
No, I like that analogy.
You came all this way for that.
You're on the other side of the freaking kitchen.
What is the boat then?
The work?
I would say like the boat is me, because all these things are, this is cheesy, but all the stories I'm putting together seem to have a nautical thing. The boat. Okay, if I'm the boat, I am myself. The boat is my life. The sails are the work, and the wind is my luck. Speaking of Bourdains and chefs, Marco Pierre White once said that success is born out of luck. You will be presented opportunity, but you must take advantage of it. I love this thought about acknowledgement of luck or coincidence or fill in the blank with any spirituality or faith you currently believe in. But I love this because it does two things for me. It takes the weight off my shoulders for both when something good happens to me. It helps ground me from taking credit for everything. Man, oh yeah, I deserve everything because I worked hard for it. Like, there aren't a shitload of other people in the world that haven't been, one, more talented than I am, and worked harder than I have, but still, stuff hasn't lined up for them. The other thing is that it takes the weight off my shoulders when shit isn't going well for me. Not to be like, oh, this is a sign. That's another podcast I need to do here soon. I'll talk about signs and omens in life. But it takes the weight off my shoulders in that, like, some things aren't lining up for me in a season. It's not necessarily a sign that I haven't been working hard enough, that I'm not skilled. Man, that is the first place my mind goes to. Dude, Sarah, you hear all the time from me. Like, me, like, second-guessing myself, like, maybe I'm not as talented as a bass player as I thought. Maybe I don't have the relationships I thought. Maybe there's no need for what I'm offering the world with it. Like, when it's a slow time in my life, that's initially where my head goes. But if I'm healthy, I'm acknowledging luck. That's a reminder that there are things outside my control, and sometimes that's just the way it works. And like I say, I'll hear on the podcast all the time, it's not a glitch in the matrix. This might not be a you thing. This might just be how it works. But what I do also love, and I want to reiterate, is I have this passion for the glueness that happens between luck and preparation. And you have to be ready for it. That's like the throw line of all the stories I've been collecting, is that when luck came around, or maybe opportunity is just another word you'd feel more comfortable using for this. When that came around, those people that took advantage of it were ready for it. They were keeping a weather eye out for it. Julie Andrews, in a Vanity Fair interview, once said, this is a quote from her. She says, "Some marvelous surprise will come your way. Some offer. Some magic will happen, but be ready. Do your homework." That's usually the advice I give, because when you're asked to do something as miraculous as some of the things I've been asked to do, you better be ready. And I think to a certain extent, I did a lot of homework and it stood me in great good stead. And I freaking love that. James Clear, an author, has three, I think he tweeted this once. No, it was in as a, he has a newsletter called 321. And I had saved this from back in 2022. And he had said three things that he's found in his life that help him become luckier are, number one, deconstructing your craft so you know what good opportunities look like. Number two is remaining vigilant so you notice when lucky breaks come your way, so keeping that weather eye out for him. Number three is acting quickly so you're more likely to seize luck when it arrives. One of my favorite songs for 2024 is Liam Gallagher. I'm feeding into the brotherly fight. Liam Gallagher has this line in a song where he says, "When your time comes, don't go halfway." And it's just been on my mind, just like when opportunities come your way, act fast. And I think that's a Gary Vaynerchuk thing. Like, be patient, act fast. Keep a weather eye out for what's going to happen this year. Be patient. Don't get anxious. Yeah, but that's my hope for you. Maybe that's it. My hope for you the rest of 2024, that you're keeping a weather eye out for the luck that's coming your way, and that you are ready when it happens. Does Sarah want to button end this? Because I feel bad that we're just sitting in the kitchen, and it turned out that Sarah, you were just a part of the intro. Do you want to say anything? Anything you disagree with?
My hope for you all is that luck would be a lady tonight.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.